Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Top Islamic State official in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyid, has been killed in a U.S. airstrike. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis called the strike a sign U.S. efforts to counter IS in Afghanistan are going, in his words, in the right direction. The battle for the rocky city of Mosul has gone underground as helicopters hover over the city. Surviving Islamic State militants, both men and women, are now all wearing suicide vests and fighting from basements and tunnels under the decimated sliver of land that they control. VOA's Heather Murdoch reporting now from the scene.
Helicopters fly low over other parts of Mosul, no longer under threat from IS fire from the ground. But despite a resounding declaration of victory early this week, militants continue to fight from under the rubble they occupy, no more than about 120 meters wide. Soldiers say most surviving militants are foreign, and men, women, and children are wearing suicide vests. The battle is also slowed by close quarters after Iraqi soldiers were injured in airstrikes against nearby IS targets.
VOA's Heather Murdoch in Mosul. A senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader has described Iraq's liberation of Mosul from the Islamic State as a victory for Tehran, 2 days after Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi claimed victory in Mosul over IS, the commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Quds Force, detailed the role his troops played in leading Iraq's popular mobilization forces in their fight against IS. President Trump has portrayed Iranian influence as a global threat. This is VOA News. As President Trump returned from attending Bastille Day ceremonies in Paris, there was news of another participant in a meeting with Mr. Trump's son, Donald Jr., members of the Trump presidential campaign team, and a Russian lawyer. Here's AP reporter Desmond Butler.
What we learned today is that the attendance list of the meeting that's now well known between Donald Trump Jr. and a Russian lawyer was wider than we thought. And it included an associate of the lawyer who is a Russian-American lobbyist named Rinat Akhmetshin.
Donald Trump Jr. said he had been promised some incriminating information about Mr. Trump's presidential opponent, Hillary Clinton, during the meeting with the Russian lawyer. U.S. State Department says it's reviewing a ruling by a federal judge that may allow thousands more travelers and refugees excluded by a presidential order. U.S. High Court allowed part of the Trump travel ban, but expanded acceptance to those families with business relationships in the United States. United Nations has urged governments to respect the political opposition's right to protest, as it noted a significant increase in asylum requests from Venezuela. The UN says more than 52,000 Venezuelans applied for asylum in 2017, already twice the number that applied in all of 2016. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has told American governors that barriers to trade between the two countries do not help working families but kill growth. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence introduced Mr. Trudeau to the governors and said the U.S. trade deals are all being updated for the better for the U.S. and all of its trading partners. Those deals include the North American Free Trade Agreement signed in the 1990s between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Prime Minister Trudeau spoke about the U.S.-Canadian trade relationship.
This is the most successful economic partnership in the history of the world. It's worth about $1 trillion each year, and most importantly, it's well-balanced. More broadly, the North American Free Trade Zone is the biggest economic zone in the world, comprising a $19 trillion regional market of 470 million customers. The United States, Canada, and Mexico together now account for more than a quarter of the world's GDP.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau speaking to U.S. governors. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.